I would like to call to order the monthly meeting of the Arizona Board of Athletic Training on October 7th, 2019 at 9:30 a.m. Roll call, Eric Fries here, Charles Bachman.
Yep.
Mark Peterson.
Mark.
Jennifer Bailey. Jennifer Cheryl Ingram. Karen Whiteford.
Here.
Amber Jones.
Present.
Brittany Gunn.
Here.
All right. Do we have any declarations or conflict of interest? Hearing none, we will move on. Discuss amendment and approval of the minutes. I would entertain a motion to approve the regular session meeting minutes of September 19th.
This is Chuck. I move to approve regular session meeting minutes of September 9th,
2019. Cheryl,
second. So moving and seconded to approve the regular session meeting minutes for September 19th, 2019. All those in favor, Eric Fries, aye. Charles Bachman.
This is September 9th, correct?
Excuse me, September 9th, 2019, yep.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Eric Fries, aye. Obviously, Bart and Jennifer are not present, so we do still have quorum, so that motion passes 3-0. We'd like to review the future board meeting schedule. Obviously, we've changed the things up just a little bit. We don't have it in person until January, but everybody good with the following 3 months?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Number five, review discussion and possible actions, complaints, hearings, investigations, and compliance. We have no initial reviews. Okay. Number seven, consent agenda review, consideration, possible action, applications for licensure. I would entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda as written.
This is Cheryl. I move to approve the consent agenda, item 7A, our initial application, and 7B, 50 renewal and reinstatement application.
Chuck, I second.
So moved and then seconded to approve the consent agenda as written. All those in favor, Eric Fries, aye. Charles Bachman?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, the consent agenda has been approved. Number eight, review, consider, possible action on applications for licensure. We do have a board review for an initial application on Aubrey Begay Houston.
This is Chuck. I move to approve the initial application of Aubrey Begay Houston.
This is Cheryl. I second.
It has been moved and seconded to approve the initial application for Aubrey Begay Houston. All those in favor, Eric Fries, aye. Charles Bachman?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, Aubrey Begay Houston has been approved. Letter B, renewal applications, Victoria Osborne. I see, obviously, Victoria, you are with us this morning on this WebEx meeting. We will obviously call upon you if we feel a necessity to do so.
Thank you.
Okay. So we do have a renewal application review. If anybody has any questions about Victoria Osborne?
Karen, what's the background? Karen?
Okay, Ms. Osborne's license expired on June 3rd, 2019. And she submitted a reinstatement application on October 3rd, 2019. And I believe there's a letter in here, let's see, stating that she did practice after her license expired.
I'm sorry, Corey White's trying to call in, and she says she has a code from September and she wants to be in.
Okay. Mr. Chair, can you hold for just a moment? We have a member of the association that's trying to call in and is not able to, so I need to get that
okay.
For her.
Okay.
Can you...
It's not a board member we are waiting for?
No, it's a member of the association.
Mr. Chair, I don't see a letter in here from Ms. Osborne.
Okay, let me just get this taken care of, if you don't mind, and then we can move forward.
Yep. We don't have it as part of our material.
Okay. Let me pull it up in our system.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I missed that. Was there a letter included?
It's not in the board meeting materials. My mistake. But I'm pulling it up in our system right now, and I'll read it to you. Okay. Well, rather than reading the entire thing, I'll take out the part that says how long she's been practicing here. Okay, so at the beginning it says that her letter announcing that her license expired was sent to her address in Wyoming, which was the address of record. It was not changed when she moved here to Arizona. Her license expired in June, so she was not practicing at that time, but began practicing once again at the start of the school year in the beginning of August and has been practicing since then. So then that would mean we have August and September and the first week of October that she was practicing.
Okay. Ms. Osborne, do you have a specific number of days that you have worked?
Since it expired?
Correct.
Specifics would be difficult. I mean, if I took out the weekend, but I mean, for the 5 work days, Monday through Friday, for the school year, removing weekends, I will, and I'm not trying to, it was my oversight. Nevertheless, when I received notification that I paid my certification fee on the day that my licensure expired, and I think when I was paying it, I was in my brain paying my licensure, and it was instead my certification. If you look at the day that my certification was posted, it was the same day or so that my license expired. So it was just my oversight and then receiving that letter mistakenly in Wyoming. I can't believe I oversaw it. I
Take your time.
I honestly can't believe it. I just didn't notice. As soon as it was brought to my attention, I spoke with our athletic director, and we've had further coverage since. That way, you know, obviously legally I cannot practice. So I have had further coverage over other than myself. That way, you know, as soon as I came to the understanding that it was expired, I did have others available to cover in my absence due to my licensure expiring. So I've been diligent in covering over the athletic teams due to my expired license, but I genuinely can't believe I let it go this long. When I paid my certification, I oversaw that it was my certification and not my licensure. I know my certification is typically up in December, and when I was paying that, I guess in the back of my brain was thinking licensure and completely oversaw it. I have no further explanation.
So tell us if you know, the exact date that you started working without your license and the day that you ceased working.
So the day, let me pull up the calendar real quick. Monday, August 5th.
Okay, it was your start
Monday,
date.
Monday, August 5th would have been that first day. And then, the day that I called in, that Thursday, ironically, the same day that month to the day, Thursday, August 3rd, that morning is when I had received that letter, and I immediately called in to Miss Amber and tried to figure out what was going on. That's when I went in to my licensure and paid that excess fee due to my fault of not realizing, my reinstatement fee, uploaded my fingerprints clearance card, uploaded my current certification and CPR. So as of now, I mean, I've tried to cover all of my bases other than the fact that I ignorantly practiced with an expired license, which is beyond me.
Okay. So does anybody, maybe you do, Ms. Osborne, do you have a calendar of the exact days, the number? I don't care the days, but the exact number of days? Karen, do you have that?
No, I thought that we would go by weeks, so five.
Okay,
five days
that's fine.
A week.
That's fine. So we started August 5th. You expired on what date?
That would have been 7 weeks.
So 7 times 5, 35 days. That sound about right?
1, 2, 3, 4, yeah, 5, yeah.
So approximately 35 days.
And currently the athletic director is finding coverage for your athletes?
Correct, yes. Yeah, as soon as I saw that, I got further coverage until I could get this corrected.
Okay. So, my apologies, I do not have the rubric sitting here in front of me. I don't know if anybody else does. Obviously, Karen, you do, but... sounds like that falls within our first category for sure.
Cheryl, do you have yours?
I do. We have under 30 days, 19 days or less is the confidential advisory letter. 1 month to 5.95 months, or 20 days, 119 days is the 1 year probation, civil penalty, 250, and 3 hours in continuing education.
All right. So it's in the second category then?
Correct.
All right. So unless anybody else has any further questions, I would entertain a motion for that, obviously.
Mrs. Cheryl, I move to approve the license for Victoria Osborne with the stipulation of 1 year probation, civil penalty of $250, and 3 hours of continuing education and medical ethics.
This is Chuck. I second.
Okay. It has been moved and seconded to approve the renewal application of Victoria Osborne with the agreement of a $250 fine, $3 of continuing education, and 1 year probation.
What does the 1 year probation mean?
Okay, let me do this first, and then we'll go over that. Okay, give me 1 second. All those in favor say aye. Eric Fries, aye. Charles Bachman,
aye.
Cheryl Ingram,
aye.
Hearing no oppositions, Victoria Osborne, your renewal application has been renewed with those following stipulations. The 1 year probation basically means that within this 1 year time frame, if for any reason you have any further discipline action, we take this into account. It does not hinder you from doing anything. It does not hinder you from working. So, for lack of a better way of saying it, please keep your nose clean for another year. And from now on, and you have no further issue. Now, that being said, you obviously have to follow through with your continuing education. That three hours obviously has to be completed within this first year. Being that December is the end of our reporting period, you can obviously apply those three right now, or you can wait till after December to apply those three the next period. You obviously have to pay your $250 fine in order to get your license reinstated. But it has been approved as long as you follow those stipulations.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to clarify, the fine does not have to be paid before.
My apologies. Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. So as long as that's paid within a year, Ms. Osborne, you're fine.
Where do I send the 252? Because I'd rather just get that squared away before I, you know, somehow forget again.
Mr. Chair, if I might.
Sure.
Ms. Osborne, I'll contact you, and we have a way that you can pay that online. But
okay.
We will have to do a consent agreement to. So that you state that you agree to this, and once that's executed, then we can put everything into action.
Okay. And so the 3 hours of continuing education, I could just tack it on to my current CT or my current continuing education hours, so just do 53 as opposed to the 50?
No. That is part of your 50. So if you want to do it right now, if you need your 50 before December, you can do those three right now. If you don't need 50 by December, then you wait until January and you include those three in your 50 for the next 2 year grading period.
Okay, understood.
So Ms. Osborne, you will send our office copies of the certificates for those 3 hours of continuing education and ethics.
Make sure it's in ethics.
Ethics.
And if you are in question on whether it qualifies as being an ethics, please contact the board office to make sure it's qualified.
Okay, so it needs to be in ethics.
And all of this will be in the consent agreement that I encourage you to read very carefully before you sign it.
Okay.
Do you have any further questions of the board?
The consent agreement, do you have a time frame when that might be sent to me?
Ms. Khan?
So the consent agreement should probably be sent to you within a week, if not earlier.
Okay.
Okay.
Via email?
Yes, I can send it to you by email, and it has to go by certified mail as well.
Okay.
And so, Mr. Chair, so her renewal application is renewed, and then the one-year probation, the $250 civil penalty, and then 3 hours in ethics, that's just through a proposed consent agreement. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
And so for me to start practicing again, I have to wait for the consent agreement to come to me. Is that correct? Or till I do, in fact, have my licensure in hand?
Karen?
That's the board's decision. The way that it was worded was that the renewal was approved with the stipulation of a one-year probation and the other terms. It was not stated that the license could not be issued until that consent agreement is executed. So it's up to you. If you want to make sure that she doesn't practice until we have the executed consent agreement, you may want to revise the motion.
Okay.
Karen, can you say that again, please, just so I understand?
So the original motion that you made, Ms. Ingram, was to approve the renewal with the stipulation that there would be a probationary period with terms. It was not clear in that motion that the renewal was approved upon execution of a consent agreement. So the way it is now, her license could be issued today. But if you would like to do that motion over or rescind the previous one, you could change it so we have to wait until the consent agreement is executed. It's up to you.
Let me revise that. And I would like to approve the reinstatement of Victoria Osborne's application. And I'm not sure how to word this, actually.
So pending execution?
Pending. That's fine. Thank you. Pending the confidential advisory letter on your...
Yeah, so would it be okay if we went into executive session for legal advice?
Absolutely, please. I move that we go into executive session.
For legal advice.
For legal advice. Thank you.
Second.
So moved and seconded to go into executive session for legal advice. All those in favor say aye. Eric Fries, aye. Charles Buffman?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Okay. Almost, obviously, no oppositions. We are in executive session as of 9:53 a.m.
Okay, just a moment.
Cheryl, if you'd like to talk to Ms. Osborne.
Yes. So, Ms. Osborne, you'll need to actually hang up from the call. And let's see, I'm going to look at my Salesforce and see if we have your phone number, and then that way I can just text you to let you know when it's safe to call back again.
Okay.
Is your cell phone number ending in 9176?
Correct.
Okay, so I will text you as soon as we're ready to go back into official or open session.
Okay. Do I just exit out?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Talk to you in a few minutes.
This is Lori White. I'm on also. What do I do?
Oh, okay. Do you want to just call back in 5 minutes, Lori?
Okay. I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
My apologies, you guys. So, Sabrina, I guess I should ask, what has been our protocol?
So when the original motion was made, it was a motion for 1 year probation, $250 civil penalty, and 3 hours of continuing education in the area of ethics, contingent upon, including the renewal of her application, contingent upon those terms. So what ends up happening is that it's done through a consent agreement. So the consent agreement is drafted. It's sent to her for her review and her signature, and then it's sent back to the board office. And then once Karen signs it, that's the date of execution.
And okay. has that been our protocol?
I think so, yes. I don't think it's appropriate to hold up somebody's license unless their conduct rises to the level of suspension or revocation.
Yeah.
Right, and that was my intent, but obviously not how I worded that. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think that you were about to word it, making it contingent upon her signing the document.
No.
So you're going to hold up her license?
No, that's not my intent. My intent was initially to go ahead and have her license renewed. And I thought that's what I said, but I guess not. So
I think I'm clear now. So you just, it's approving her license and then just offering this consent agreement. And then if she doesn't sign it, it just comes back before the board for review. And then, you know, depending on how it goes, you know, the board can vote it to formal hearing or formal interview if it even gets to that point. Typically, it doesn't. But if you're making a motion contingent upon something else, it almost, it kind of sounds like the renewal application is approved contingent upon the one-year probation. So, and that's fine. So, you know, if that's the way you all want to do it, you can. But just if you just want to be mindful of that, so that way Karen has direction as to when to issue the license.
So, to say I would like to have her application approved, her renewal application approved, with the inclusion of, or...
I would just, yeah, you can do it that way, or you can do it in two separate motions. You can say, you know, you want to approve her renewal application, so you're not making it contingent upon anything. And then the second motion would be just to offer a proposed consent agreement for 1 year probation, $250 civil penalty, and then 3 hours in ethics to address her practicing while her license was expired.
Okay.
Does she need to rescind the previous motion?
Yes, you could. You know, or you could do it that way if that's easier for you.
Okay. Okay. My apologies, guys. I'm sorry.
No apologies ever. No. Anything further question-wise for Ms. Khan in executive session?
I'm good.
Okay. Chuck, you're good?
Yes, sir.
All right. We are out of executive session as of 9:58 a.m.
Okay. So I just need to send Ms. Osborne a message. And I obviously need my readers.
I hear you. We will obviously wait for her to call back in, and then Cheryl, you can go from there.
Okay, thank you.
What time did we come in? 9:58.
Mrs. Laurie, are you out of executive session?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and we also have Ms. Osborne back on the phone.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead, Cheryl.
Okay, thank you. This is Cheryl. I would like to rescind the previous motion and make the motion to approve the renewal application of Victoria Osborne with the offer of a consent agreement of 1 year probation, double penalty of $250, and 3 hours of continuing education in medical ethics.
Ms. Chuck, I second.
The move and seconded to approve the the renewal application of Victoria Osborne with the consent agreement of $250 to 3 hours in continuing education ethics and 1 year probation. All those in favor, Eric Fries, aye. Charles Vaughn,
aye.
Cheryl Ingram,
aye.
Hearing no opposition, the renewal application for Victoria Osborne has been approved. Ms. Osborne, as of the way that the motion has been made, that basically, as long as obviously you follow through with this and contact the board office appropriately, your license has been renewed as of right now.
Oh, thank you so much.
Do you have any further questions of the board?
just so I know I'm clear in my end, that way I stay up to par. This Wednesday, I have a football game. I am okay practicing athletic training for the football game.
That is correct.
Okay. And then the 250 is due in at least a year. Max.
Correct.
And the continuing education, I can just add to my current continuing education that is due in December.
If needed, if not needed, wait until January.
So,
or any time within the next year.
It needs to be ethics, medical ethics.
Correct.
And it needs to be sent to our office, not the BOC.
Okay. So I can in the end, I can kind of send it to both, though.
Yes.
That is correct.
Okay. And then you'll send me the consent form via email and mail to my current address in Litchfield Park, Arizona.
Yes.
And then I can send the 250 back to the address that's given, maybe on the consent form?
You can send it to our office, and that will be on the consent agreement, and it's on our website. Or you can pay it online, and I'll provide you the link for that.
Okay. I'll probably just pay it online then.
Okay.
I feel simpler. Okay. No, I do not believe I have any further questions.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry. I do have one more. So my new renewed license, when will that, when will I be able to print off a copy of that?
Within a week.
So Ms. Jones will print that out today. I think you could do that.
Yeah.
She'll print it out and scan it and email it to you so you have a current license to prove that you're able to practice. And then you'll get the paper one in the mail next week.
Okay, perfect.
And make sure you have both of those consecutively posted.
Oh my gosh, yeah. It's so embarrassing. I'm so embarrassed. That's awful.
I'm so excited to work a football game.
I'm so embarrassed. God, that's so terrible.
Okay. Any further questions for the board?
I do not believe so. I think I'm okay.
Okay. Have a good rest of your Monday. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. You guys as well. Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Okay, we have 3 incomplete initial applications. Do we need to be concerned with any of those three?
Yes, just one. Mia Coram, Her application was completed effective this morning.
So she has turned everything in?
Yes.
All right. So I can, someone can make a motion to approve Mia Quorum.
This is Chuck. I move to approve the initial application of Mia Quorum.
This is Cheryl. I second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the initial application for Mia Quorum. All those in favor, Eric Fries, aye. Charles Boffman?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, Mia Quorum has been approved. We do have three incomplete renewals as well.
They are still incomplete.
Including Julia Nicholson, who's obviously quite a long time incomplete.
Yes.
Okay. Well, hopefully none of the three of them are practicing. All right. Number nine, review, discussion, possible action, board business and reports, executive director's report.
Okay. Item 9A1, the financial report. That is included in your board meeting materials. This is the report ending, this is for August, I believe. And yes, so it's for, this is just for July and August, and in near the bottom right corner, the remaining ending allotment is $8,169. So we're off to a good start. So as we go through the year, I'll continue to update you on that. Item 9A2, review of recent board staff activities. There's been nothing out of the ordinary this past month. 9A3, statistics. We currently have 853 licensees. We have 5 active consent agreements, the next item being due on November 17th, 2019. I listed on here 6 open investigations, but we actually only have 5. Item 9C1, or 9C, the administrative project status. Let me go to my report. Policies and procedures, we are still updating those and will continue to update them forever, I believe. Board automation or e-licensing, we are working with the asset on billing for software licenses and program support. The person who took over handling the billing has a different method for calculating our cost, and at first it was going up. And this is separate from the support cost that I talked to you about last month. This is actually just for our licenses. It was going to cost us an additional, I think, $1,500 for the year. So I've been working with them, trying to get them to get us back down to what we have budgeted. So that's going well. CE Broker implementation, the system is still live, and I have not updated the website or sent out an announcement yet. Administrative processes, administrative process statute changes. Mr. Fries and I have a meeting with Senator Brophy McGee on October 29th to talk about our sunset and any changes that we might want to make to our statutes. Proposed rule revisions, those will go hand in hand with that conversation with Senator Brophy McGee on the 29th. Also, the sunset, our first committee hearing is supposed to be November 6th with the Senate. So things will start moving along very quickly then. Then finally, the records retention schedule revision, that is complete. We've changed it so we are no longer required to keep license records forever. We have to keep them for 5 years after license expiration.
That's good.
Yes. We will continue to keep complaint and discipline information forever because it stays on a licensee's record forever.
Right. Okay.
Okay. And
letter
then,
D, other board business and reports?
Yes. So item 9D1, review of the 2019 legislative update menu or memo. I included that in your board meeting materials, but you know, I think it would be best if we had the other two board members present to talk about those changes. There's nothing too significant. One of them relates to item 9E, which is the review, discussion, and possible action of whether or not to grant authority to approve licenses to the executive director. That was part of Senate Bill 1086. The board has the option of delegating that authority. And again, I would feel a lot more comfortable in that if all five board members were present.
Yep.
So if you wouldn't mind tabling those two to the November meeting.
Yeah. No problem. Okay, good on that. Future agenda items, anybody have any specific?
No.
Karen, if you would just add, please, by definition, our open public member seat. You know, Jennifer's obviously by definition expired. I have called the governor's office and left messages and spoken to individuals at least three times with no action. So I want to just see if we can discuss that obviously at the future board meeting.
Okay.
Lawyer, to my knowledge, you're the only public. Do you have anything?
Yes. Thank you. I did not fill out a form. Do I have to make a statement in order to do that? I don't think I've ever spoken on a public the phone before. You know how I usually fill out the form, Karen? Do I need to do like send you something email wise or something for after I speak?
I'll have to look at that.
Okay.
We know where you live.
I'm not going to say anything of any controversy or anything. I just want to ask...
Laura, you can speak. Go ahead.
Okay. I would just like to say that Arizona Athletic Trainers Association is obviously ready to support and help lobby in any way as you go through the sunset, sunrise process and changes to statutes, et cetera. And I would ask that maybe you reiterate, there's a meeting on October 29th with Senator Brophy McGee that Eric and Karen will attend. But the first, is there a hearing on the 6th with the Senate?
The committee, the Health and Human Services Committee of Reference hearing will be November 6th.
Okay.
I don't know what time. The meeting's
okay.
I believe the hearing starts at 10, but I don't know where we'll be on the agenda.
Okay.
And then there will also be a House one as well, but I don't have the date on that.
Right. Okay, so you only have this one to start off?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for that information. We've been watching, but I haven't seen that yet. So I'm glad I have that meeting information at this point. So that's all I have to say is to clarify that and to tell you that the ACA is ready and willing to lend support.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we have any other public. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That's correct.
All right. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
This is Chuck. I move to adjourn at 10:13 a.m.
This is Cheryl. I second.
Been moved and seconded to adjourn the meeting as of 10:13 a.m. All those in favor, Eric Fries, aye. Charles Baughman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.